Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes, who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplace, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor in banquets. They devour the house of widows, and as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow who came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury, for they have all contributed from the surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. You can see the importance of Jesus seeing wholeheartedly this woman giving out what she has. Also, Jesus invited us to give not only money, our time, our patience towards our neighbor. It's important that with the heart to serve, to love and forgive. Not always easy, but we have to ask. Jesus will listen to our prayer. I remember when I was in Toronto, it was a new church. So we had to pay back the bank, the debts. On the day of my departure, the treasurer told me that all the debts towards the bank is all settled. All those years, I didn't put much attention into the money. I just invite the people to love one another, to keep the spirit of unity, to always have a genuine heart towards one another. That's what I'm teaching. I never talk about how to contribute money for the church. But to my surprise, it should be a large sum, but just in a few years, Jesus completed his work task for me. Just remember the banquet of Cana, Our Lady told Jesus they have not enough wine, and Jesus made the first miracle to transform 6 jars of water into wine, the best wine. So what's important is that we do it first, the will of God, and the rest were given. Thank Jesus, give us an open heart to follow you.